nations. We built up this nation, and this before the African slave trade, we had our civilizations and cultures with our own diverse histories, clans, languages, and lovers. That's until the 15th century, when the Europeans came invading the Western African coast in search of land, gold, and slaves, pitting tribes against each other, capturing one while sparing another, offering bounties for any capture. That's classic divide and conquer, saying black people were cursed and destined to serve those fake Christians, especially since 15 and 30% of the slaves were Muslims. Now can you imagine today, China invades and colonizes the states and starts to pillage and raid your cities while taking 40 million slaves, claiming this is what God intended, breaking families apart while sending you to the other nations throughout Asia, owning you and your descendants. Well, that's what the Europeans did for almost 400 years. 10 million black people were killed, and the lowest estimates is 40 million were captured. Most were kept in the African colonies, worked to death in fields and mines, while the rest were shipped overseas on slave ships like the Amistad. You've gotta see the specifics, look it up to see for yourselves. The conditions were horrific, 2 million died at sea, 11.5 million survived the month-long journeys just to be slaves for the rest of their lives.
Here they come to get us.
Get these shackles off of me. Get these shackles off of me.
I'ma get my freedom, how dare you enslave us. The first homo sapiens, and this is how you repay us.
Here they come to get us.
Get these shackles off of me.
Get these shackles off of me.
I'ma get my freedom, and I want reparations. We built up this nation, and this is how you repay us.
From the slave ship to the auction block, like property they sold us, through Europe and South America to Cuba, Maine, and Georgia. Once we were purchased by new masters, we were renamed, broken and shackled, and our males were worked to death, sharing the same fate as cattle. Some were bred to be like super slaves, and the most athletic of all then were loaned to other plantations, like a stud horse or dog. Though we lived through this and whippings, it was nothing compared to our women, cause they were raped and used for breeding, living a truly cursed existence. Field labor, housekeeping, and white men's unwilling mistress, then were raped and forced to bear and raise as illegitimate children, though some could have families. The union wasn't in bliss, cause the kids were taken away and sold as slaves by the age of 6. Bank of America and Wachovia both profited from our enslavement. Colleges and organizations use slaves as day labor. Slave traders use exchanges to sell us like petty commodities, and banks accepted us as collateral. Owning us during bankruptcies, the wealthy kept us as helpers, like the horse they pulled their carriage. And we were gifts among the nobles, part of the dowries in their marriage. In some states you had to have land and slaves to even run for office, and that's why they wouldn't stop it, cause it made them too much profit.
Here they come to get us.
Get these shackles off of me. Get these shackles off of me.
I'ma get my freedom, how dare you enslave us. The first homo sapiens, and this is how you repay us.
Here they come to get us.
Get these shackles off of me.
Get these shackles off of me.
I'ma get my freedom, and I want reparations. We built up this nation, and this is how you repay us.
Revisionists won't tell you this, but our nation was built by slave labor, from the White House to the Capitol building, but it's still the greatest. Though we built this infrastructure, we were still sold in bundles, while abolitionists fought against it, implemented social justice. Some slaves like Nat Turner tried rebellions against the suffering, while former slaves like Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass cried hypocrisy for celebrating an Independence Day, when 12 of the first 18 presidents owned slaves, like George Washington, Andrew Jackson, and Thomas Jefferson. These had at least 150 and kept them while they were president. There were 31 million Americans in the 1860 census, and 12.5% were slaves. That's roughly 4 million. 9 states had 30% or more of their population of slaves, while 6 of these had 43% or more than records say. Mississippi had 55%, South Carolina had 57%, and churches justified it, saying our people couldn't make it to heaven. Now we're brainwashed as children, taught this history never existed, told our homeland is little more than a poverty-stricken village, making us never want to return. So we'll accept our poor conditions, to this day we're still enslaved in a poor man's existence.
Here they come to get us.
Get these shackles off of me. Get these shackles off of me.
I'ma get my freedom, how dare you enslave us.
The first homo sapiens, and this is how you repay us.
Here they come to get us.
Get these shackles off of me. Get these shackles off of me.
I'ma get my freedom, and I want reparations. We built up this nation, and this is how you repay us.
Here they come to get us.
Get these shackles off of me.
Get these shackles off of me.
I'ma get my freedom, how dare you enslave us.
The first homo sapiens, and this is how you repay us.
Here they come to get us.
Get these shackles off of me.
Get
these
nation, and this